We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, when you found out how the kingdom worked, you just worked the principle of the kingdom. You planted the seed, you go to bed and you get up, and the seed should spring, grow up, and knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. What brings forth the fruit? The earth. Now, what is the earth? We've established here from the Scripture. The earth is the heart, or the spirit of man. Now, Proverbs 20:27 says, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of his belly." The human spirit is the light bulb that God uses to enlighten you. Now, when you sow the Word of God in your heart, God reveals revelation of how to cause that promise to come to pass in your life. If you plant the seed of the Word of God, proclaim what God said, it'll cause the faith of God to come to you to cause the manifestation of that promise in your life. But now let me tell you, if you're going to say the promise a couple of times, then say, "Well, it never works for me. I prayed, but it's not working out." Then you've dug your seed up. When you plant a seed, leave it planted. Don't dig it up. Let's read it all together here. We're talking about the kingdom of God and how it works. Verse 26 in Mark the 4th chapter. Jesus said, "So is the kingdom of God as if a man cast a seed into the ground. He should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, and after that the full corn in the ear." Now let me tell you something. He told you a great secret there too. Don't try to harvest before the crop is ready. Now this is where a lot of people missed it, and this is where people got messed up on the faith message. They got the idea that they've got to have full corresponding action to their faith. Listen, you would only have corresponding action as far as you had manifestation. Now let me show you what I'm talking about. Just a quick for instance. Somebody said, "Well, I believe my God's met my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And the rent's due. But I don't have the money in the bank. But I really believe, so I've got to have full corresponding action that my needs are met. So I'm going to write the check and send it on to pay the rent. And God will have to put the money in the bank before the check gets there." No, you'll be in jail before God puts the money in the bank. It's not God's responsibility. How far can you go with your corresponding action as far as you have manifestation? Sit down, write the check, just like you had the money. Put it in the dresser drawer. Don't mail it till the money's in the bank. Y'all still out there? Did you go home? First the blade, then the ear, and the full corn in the ear. You don't harvest corn when it's 4 inches tall. If you try to do it, you won't have any harvest. That's the time to fertilize it, water it, dig around it, keep the weeds out of it. That's your corresponding action. And keep your confession going. Now, do you see what Jesus is saying? You take the Word of God, the seed of the Word of God, and you plant it. Whatever you have need of, whether it's physical, financial, spiritual, start saying what God said about it. Now, I got a hold of this several years ago, and I was sick in body, head over heels in debt. And I started saying I have abundance and no lack because the Word said it. And brother, I felt like I was lying. But you know, I stopped one day and told the Lord, I said, "Lord, I feel like I'm lying saying this." And I heard this in my spirit just as clear. He said, "Son, how could you lie saying what I said?" Now, you plant the seed and you go to bed and you get up. Now, that doesn't mean that you sit down and just wait for God to... No, you go about your business. You do everything you can. You go on doing the same thing He's done. But you don't worry and fret about it. You're not seeking the thing. You're seeking the kingdom that produces the thing. Now, go with me to Romans 4, verse 13. "For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith." Now notice the phrase, the righteousness of faith. the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, not through works, but through the righteousness which is of faith. Verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now go with me to the 10th chapter of Romans right quick. Let's start in verse 6. Remember the phrase, the righteousness which is of faith. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Who shall descend into the deep, that is to raise Christ again from the dead? Now, you might say, well, who in the world would say that? Have you ever said, Lord, come down and touch me? Then that's what you said. Paul said the righteousness which is of faith wouldn't say this. Who will bring Jesus back? If Jesus had come, I know that I'd get healed. If Jesus would come down and do something about my finances, I know there'd be something done about it. He said the righteousness which is of faith wouldn't say that. But what saith it? Verse 8, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. He said the righteousness which is of faith would say, I know what can be done. Get the word of promise, put it in my mouth and speak it in my heart. And it'll bring forth the manifestation. Isn't that what he said? That's what he said, the way Abraham and his seed would be heir of the world. And the righteousness which is of faith wouldn't say, well, Jesus will have to come back to straighten this mess out. Jesus will have to come back to do this. No, he said the righteousness which is of faith says, the word is all I need. I go find the promise. I get the seed. The word is the seed, remember. You put the seed in your mouth and you speak it in your heart. You speak it in your heart. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Now see, Paul is talking about here getting people born again. But not only is he talking about that, he's talking about being heirs of the world. God has given us revelation of this through His Word. Now, have you ever stopped to think about this? That when you plant a seed in the soil does not decide whether the seed is the right seed or not. Now, there's a lot of Christians that say, well, now, I just don't believe that the born-again human spirit would lead me astray. See, they talk all kinds of things. Well, I tell you, you watch and see. John's going to lose his job just sure as the world. Nothing we ever do works out. And the Bible says whatever you do will prosper. Did you know you're planting ragweed and Johnson grass seed in your soil? Well, no, I'm just saying it like it is. Well, that's like a farmer sowing it like it is. It goes out there and he's got Johnson grass. He said, well, we got to sow Johnson grass. Because we got to sow it like it is. Hey man, that's dumb. But you got Christians that think, you know, my heart wouldn't lead me astray. Now, if that were true, you would never make a mistake then. See, I farmed for 30 years. And I never did plant soybeans and hear that ground say, we're not going to raise soybeans this year. We're going to raise cucumbers and bananas. Now, wouldn't that have been a mess? And you wouldn't know what in the world you was going to have. Oh, I just trust that I'll have cotton this year. Well, what did you plant? Well, I planted corn. Amen. It just doesn't work that way. The soil does not decide whether it's right or wrong what you planted. The job of the soil is to produce whatever you planted. Now, here's my point. There's a lot of Christians sowing the wrong things in their heart. How do you sow it? You put it in your mouth and you speak it. And when you speak it, it goes into the soil. That's the way Jesus said, the kingdom of God's if a man casts the seed into the ground. You can sow good seed or you can sow bad seed. In the 12th chapter of Matthew, Jesus brought it right down to our level. He said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart, he bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart, he brings forth evil things. How? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now there are Christians that have evil things in their heart. If you're saying something that's contrary to the Word of God, you're putting evil deposit in your heart, and you will eventually bring forth evil things. You'll speak those things until it gets in your spirit, and it will produce. You'll go to bed and you'll get up, and you'll feel led to go do some dumb thing because of what you said. There's many businesses gone bankrupt in the past few years because that people said, well, you watch and see, we're going to go bankrupt just sure as a world. Now, you keep saying that, you planted that seed in your heart, and your heart will find a way to bring it to pass. Good, bad, or indifferent. See, Jesus always got the natural and showed you how the spiritual worked. He told you how the seed worked. Now, I've got a farm in England, Arkansas. It's a Christian farm. I've dedicated it to the Lord. I read the Bible to it.
Hallelujah.
So I guess if somebody came down the road and planted marijuana on my farm, it would just throw a hissy fit and say, no, I'm a Christian farm. I won't raise marijuana. You got to be kidding. The soil does not decide what to raise. The seed determines the harvest. And when you plant the wrong seed, you're going to have the wrong harvest. If you're saying what God said, you're planting the seed of the Word of God or the Word of promise. If you're saying what the devil said, you're planting the seed of the evil one, and it will be produced.
That's right.
If you say what God said, it'll produce faith. You say what the devil says, it'll produce fear.
That's right.
You have to make the decision what you're going to plant.
I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, I remind you, this is the last day for the CD offer number 7209, entitled Missing Links in the Faith Connection. There's two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. In this series, we talk about things that sometimes people have not thought about when it comes to faith and releasing faith. You know, Jesus said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked and catches away that which was sown in their heart. Well, if you don't understand why you're confessing the word of God and saying what God said in his word, then somebody's going to talk you out of it. And it wouldn't necessarily have to be the devil or a wicked person. It could be an unbelieving church member that doesn't understand that faith cometh by hearing yourself quoting, speaking, and proclaiming the Word of God. When you speak God's Word after Him, you're giving voice to His Word. Now, sometimes people have not understood that you must get faith abundantly in the heart for it to produce. I say it this way. God's Word produces the faith for the things that He has given us. In other words, the seed of faith is in the Word of God itself. To get it on the inside of you, you speak it out of your mouth, it enters into the heart, your voice is picked up by the inner ear and deposited in what the Bible calls the heart. Now, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. In other words, you speak it to get it in there in abundance, and then when faith is abundantly in the heart, then you speak that faith out to cause to come to pass the things that you're believing for. That's offer number 7209, called The Missing Links in the Faith Connection. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. Toll-free order line is 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.